Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Happy Easter and welcome to Good News Christian Ministries. This is Reverend Juliet Schimpf speaking on this glorious Easter morning. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. You can follow us on www.gncm.ca. And today's broadcast is sponsored by the beautiful Faith Anglican Church. A special thank you to that church for their generosity. Friends, if Good News in the Morning has been a factor in your journey of faith, we would love to hear your story. Nothing would encourage us more than to hear your testimony. You can contact us by email or Twitter via the website and leave us a message. Well, indeed, it is Easter morning, and the title of my message today is God Still Moves Stones. Let me say that again. God still moves stones. You know, when the famous agnostic Robert Ingersoll died, the printed funeral program left this solemn instruction: there will be no singing. Oh boy, what a bummer. Indeed, few feel like singing in the face of death. Running, perhaps, crying, most likely, but singing? Who sings at death? Death steals our reason to sing, and it takes the songs from our lips, right? Well, not so concerning the death of Jesus Christ. Revelation 5 tells us, in verses 11 to 13, that there surrounding the Lamb were angels, and they were singing out, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, worthy to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength." They're singing, folks. Similarly, Paul rejoices in 1 Corinthians 15. He sings out, "Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Friends, we have reason to sing in the face of the death of Christ because we know that God rolled away the stone and Christ is resurrected. Specifically today, I'm going to look at three reasons why we will rejoice, and why God still moves stones in our lives. Namely, our death is not final, our failures are not fatal, and our life is not futile. But first, let's listen to that glorious classical Christian hymn, "Thine Be the Glory."
Thank you.
Welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries and Happy Easter. Today we're looking at the fact that God still moves stones. And we're looking at three facts surrounding the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Namely, our death is not final, our failures are not fatal, and our life is not futile. Let's start then with our death is not final. In John chapter 11, before his crucifixion, Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies." Friends, do you believe this? This is an astonishing claim made by Jesus. Of all the major religions in the world, only Christianity claims an empty tomb for its founder. Abraham, the father of Judaism, died about 1900 BC, but no resurrection was ever claimed for him. The original accounts of Buddha never ascribed to him any such thing as a resurrection. How about Ron Hubbard, founder of Scientology? Well, he died January 24th, 1986. Muhammad died June 8th on 632 AD at the age of 61 in Medina, where his tomb is annually visited by thousands of devout Muslims. Not so with Christ. Not so with him. In Acts 2:24, it says this, "But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." Have you ever asked yourself why it's impossible for death to keep Christ in the tomb? Well, John 14 gives us the answer, where Jesus also declared, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." At the heart of Jesus Christ is life, a life so powerful that death cannot keep it down. Friedrich Nietzsche once boldly declared in 1882 that God is dead. He thought that the dawn of science would mean the doom of Christianity. He's been proven wrong. The French philosopher Voltaire thought that the Bible and Christianity would pass within 100 years. These gentlemen just haven't got it right. Max Lucado explains, "The discovery made by every person who has tried to bury the Christian faith is simple. It's the same one made by those who tried to bury its founder. Namely, Christ just won't stay in the tomb." But why is this relevant to us today in 2015? Well, here's the key, friends. Just as Christ's death was not final, so too ours is not final. Our death is not final. And Max Lucado explains it this way. When Christ died, so did your sin. And when Christ rose, so did your hope. For when he rose, your grave was changed from a final residence to a temporary housing. You see, Ephesians 2 verse 6 says this bold claim, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Jesus Christ." So you see, friends, our death is not final if we place our hope and faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And what this does is it rolls away our fear of death. It rolls away that stone and that hurdle and that barrier in our life. You know, society truly fears death. The global anti-aging market for the boomer generation, people born between 1946 and 65, was worth $162 billion in 2008. And the disease treatment segment currently has the largest share of the market, worth $66 billion, also in 2008. The appearance segment of the market has the second largest share, worth $64 billion in 2008. And the fitness segment has the third largest share of the market, worth $31 billion. Why do we spend billions of dollars each year to postpone aging with beauty products and treatments. Well, friends, there is inherently within us a fear of death. But I want you to know today that God can move and remove that stone in your life, namely the fear of death. Hebrews 2 puts it this way: by his death, he will break the power of him who holds the power of death and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. If you're listening this morning and you're someone who's afraid of death, today's good news is this: Christ's resurrection means that you too can have eternal life with him. All right, so we've looked at how our death is not final. I want to move on now to the fact that God's glorious gift of Christ's resurrection means that our failures are not final. Our failures are not finer. And now I'm wondering which listener today is feeling, even now, this moment, that they have totally messed up, that they have failed so badly that they're out of God's reach. Well, listen carefully. I want you to know that the resurrection was God's answer to the power of evil. When Jesus cried out on the cross, "It is finished," he meant that God's war with evil had been fought and won. And won by love. Colossians 2:15 puts it clearly that Christ disarmed the principalities and powers and authorities, and he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. You see, death, the death of Jesus Christ, meant the defeat of evil. But it means something a little bit more. It means that we can share in the resurrection life and the overcoming life to handle the tough stuff that life throws at us. Life will not be easy. God does not promise us an easy life. We will have to wrestle with its cruel tests, its snarling temptations, its bitter failures, and its pressures in a competitive world. But here's the good news. Galatians 2:20 says that we have been crucified with Christ, and so it is no longer I who live, says Paul, but Christ who lives in me. Translation: because Christ conquered death, we can conquer life. And that's why in Romans 8, Paul says we are more than conquerors. And if God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution? No, in all things we are more than conquerors. And Paul says neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nothing will separate us from the love of God that is in Christ. I'd like to encourage you today that if you feel like you have failed miserably this past month, this past year, this past decade, I want you to know that the resurrection of Christ, which was God's triumph over evil, means that your failure need not be fatal. Andrew Murray put it this way: a dead Christ I must do everything for, but a living Christ does everything for me. Will you allow God to roll away the stone that is the failures and the regrets and the bitterness and the unforgiveness in your life? Let him roll all of that away today. Your failures need not be fatal. All right, we're going to pause and listen to a glorious hymn, one that you all know well, Amazing Grace. And when we come back, we're going to look at our third and final segment, namely, Our Life is Not Futile.
Amazing. Lost, but now snares we have already come. 'Twas grace that brought us safe thus far, and grace will that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind.
Welcome back to Good News Christian Ministries. And on this glorious Easter morning, we're looking at the fact that God still moves stones. We looked at how our death is not final, because God moves the stone that is the fear of death. We looked at how our failures are not fatal, because God too can move the stones that are our failures and our shortcomings and our sins. I want to close with, our life is not futile. Our life is not futile. Thomas Carlyle once famously said, "The man without a purpose is like a ship without a rudder. He is a waif, a nothing, a no man." It is so important to have purpose in our lives. And I want you to know that the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us that purpose. And it means that our lives are not futile. The Apostle Paul knew this principle, and that's why in 1 Corinthians 15, he said this: "If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, for you are still in your sins." In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 32, he goes on to say, If the dead are not raised, then let us just eat and drink, for tomorrow we will die. Paul is suggesting here that if the resurrection never happened, we might as well live and let live. There's no ultimate purpose. But in fact and in reality, Jesus Christ did come out of that tomb. God rolled away the stone. And it gives tremendous meaning and purpose to our lives. Just like it did, in fact, to the early disciples. Philip Yancey writes about how those early disciples were set aflame with purpose. Listen to what he writes. That Jesus succeeded in changing a snuffling band of unreliable followers into fearless evangelists. That 11 men who had deserted him at death now went to martyrs' graves, avowing their faith in a resurrected Christ. That these few witnesses managed to set loose a force that would overcome violent opposition first in Jerusalem and then in Rome. This remarkable sequence of transformation offers the most convincing evidence for the resurrection. What else explains the whiplash change in men known for their cowardice and instability? Indeed, the early disciples were catapulted forward with tremendous purpose and focus. And it all hinged upon the resurrection. That's why Paul writes in Philippians 1, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." To live is Christ. His whole purpose became Jesus Christ. Paul also said in 1 Corinthians 10, "Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Friends, this is the stuff of living on purpose for God. So I wonder, is there a listener right now who's feeling purposeless? You're waking up and you're wondering, why am I on earth? What am I meant to do? Why am I here? I'm just treading water. I'm just filling time. Maybe you're thinking I'm an accident. Maybe you're even considering ending your life. Be reassured of this. You are not an accident. God designed you on purpose. He made you to live in relationship with Him. And the resurrection is a bold declaration that your life need not be futile. Just like God rolled away the stone in Christ's tomb, He can roll away the stones in your life today. Maybe you have heartache. Maybe you've messed up. You've fallen short in some way. Maybe you have given up. Whatever it is, hand it over to God. Let Him pull that stone away. Because He's still in the business of moving stones. I want to close with a beautiful poem by Anne Graham Lotz. The title is "Just Give Me Jesus, Because He Is Always Enough." His office is manifold and His promise is sure. His life is matchless and His goodness is limitless. His mercy is enough and His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous, His yoke is easy and His burden is light. He is indestructible, He is indescribable. He is incomprehensible, He is inescapable. He is invincible, He is irresistible. He is irrefutable. The Pharisees couldn't stand Him, but found they couldn't stop Him. Satan tried to tempt Him, but found he couldn't trip Him. Pilate examined Him on trial, but found no fault in Him. The Romans crucified Him, but couldn't take His life. Death couldn't handle Him, and the grave couldn't hold Him. He had no predecessor, and He will have no successor. He is the Lion, and He is the Lamb. He is God, and He is man. That, my friends, is Jesus Christ. Just give me Jesus, says Anne Graham Lotz. In closing, because of Christ's resurrection, our death is not final. Our failures are not fatal. and our life is not futile. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you on this glorious Easter Sunday for the gift that is your Son, who gave his life upon the cross, that old rugged cross. And he gave his life for us. And we thank you that you rose him from the grave. Death could not hold him down, so powerful is your love for us. I want to pray for the listener who's feeling hard-pressed today. And I just declare over them what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, we may be hard-pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. We might be perplexed, but we're not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but never destroyed, because we carry around in our body the death of Christ, so that the life of Christ may also be revealed within us. God, will you encourage the listener today? Encourage the listener, Lord, who's feeling weighed down by their failures, and remind them keenly now that their failures are not fatal. I want to give to the listener who's afraid of death, and I want them to be reassured today that their death need not be final. As John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have life everlasting. And lastly, I lift up the listener who's feeling like they lack purpose. And I pray, Lord, that they'd know they don't have to know a lot of things for their life to make a lasting difference in the world. They just need to know the few great things that matter, perhaps just one, namely Jesus Christ, and then be willing to live for that one great thing. Lord, bless each listener this day. Put fresh hope and grace and joy in their hearts, for Jesus is alive. And so too shall we be with him forevermore. Amen.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.